Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. What's the phrase? Hour late, dollar short?
You know
something
what?
Like that?
I don't even know.
It's okay.
I think it's just Jared is a flake and he's always late.
No, it's fine.
That's a pretty good one.
You said you were having fun,
I believe you.
But there's no way you could be having more fun than you would be here.
No, it was like... It's like a whole bunch of like group things. So if I'm just like, all right, yeah, I get that we're all having fun, but I'm leaving, it would have been super ass.
Like everybody's doing a human pyramid and you're at the bottom. You're like, guys, I got to bounce. You just walk out.
Doing a human centipede. So I'm right there in the center. I can't just leave everyone.
So that's why you needed an emergency call?
Yeah.
See, the middle of the centipede is a very essential part.
Yeah, it made me look like less of an asshole to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going over to my buddy's house. He wants me to come over. Later.
Well, did you tell him where you were going at least? Get us a few more subs?
Of course not.
Climb those charts?
I don't think I did.
You know what?
I'm a douche. I'm sorry.
It's fine, dude.
Because I distinctly remember now seeing your text, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's get us some more subs.
Just remember, we've been doing this for 7 years, and people still don't know us by name yet. So
yeah, until I'm recognized as, hey, Jared from TGIF Radio, I have not made it.
We can take our time, dude. It's fine, and I can give you a bunch of business cards with my name on them if you want. I don't know if it's going to help out, but we can sure as hell try.
They'll call you at the middle of the night. I know they will. My friends are assholes.
There's no phone number on them.
Thank God.
Yeah, no,
they'll just email you nonstop.
I made those business cards when our URL was really long and we had no video feed. Which we do have now. I'm working on it. I don't plan on ever recording the videos. It's just if you want to see our stupid faces and maybe our visual elements as we talk about them, we're pointing at the camera now. And if you're not watching live, you're missing the fuck out.
Yeah, because this shit is fucking hopping.
It's happening. And there may be more than one camera.
Ooh.
I know I'm going to buy one next week. One that's actually not from 2009. I don't know why I held on to this one for so long.
Low quality dick pics.
Yeah.
Low quality dick pics.
The more pixels there are... No.
The more disappointed people can be.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
We want the fewer pixels.
Yes. They can be like, wow.
At least there's room
dick.
For imagination. They're like, you know what? This is a shitty camera, but who knows?
What is this going on? Drew says should take an ad out in the paper. That's actually a pretty good idea.
You know what?
Oh, God. No, you might as well just put it on the Voice of Woodland, then every shithead in this fucking town is going to be like, fuck you, you assholes. You talked about blank, and I hate blank. And...
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? We hate this town, too.
No. All publicity is good publicity.
No, it is not.
We have shit-talked this town for so long.
We have shit-talked this town, every town in America.
True.
I think I have the courage to post this link in an unmoderated Facebook group.
I would not ever in a trillion years.
Renee, have you ever played the game What Are the Odds? It's a game that, like, you ask somebody, like, do something dumb.
Okay.
Like, ask them, what are the odds they're going to do that? And if it's really stupid, you're like, no, that's dumb. I'm not going to do that. It's 1 in 100. But if it's, like, super easy, you're like, oh, yeah, I'd do that 1 in 5. Or if you want to see if they'll do it, you can say 1 and 2. So that way, and then somebody counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1, and then you say a number between the numbers that you were given.
Okay.
And then if you say the same number, then they have to do it. Like, that's how the game works. But if you say 1 and 2...
What sort of things do you do?
You know,
look at assholes.
Jump out of the hot tub and go roll in the snow.
You probably played this in Colorado
a couple of times.
Drew says yes. Put it in the Voice of Woodland. He thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Drew.
But anyways,
how many people are in that group?
There's too many, man.
I bet we could get at least 2% of that group, and that could carry us. Financially, for like a week, it wouldn't be that.
No doubt. No, but then the game, like when you say 1 and 2, somebody counts down, and if you both say the same number, the person you asked has to do it. But if you say opposite numbers, the person who did the asking has to do it.
And it's stuff like jumping off of tall things.
Into water, we hope.
Drinking liquids that have a skull and crossbone on them.
No, drinking liquids that you have filtered through a sock.
Gross, ooh. Dude, no.
Any sock?
Yeah, well, the sock you're wearing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you just make it up on the fly. Anyways, so what are the odds you put this on The Voice of Woodland?
One in a million.
Well, that's you. I'd do like one in ten.
No.
Like, it's it seems like a great idea now. All
right, now, think of a number between one and ten, and Kirsty.
I'm not doing this.
Just count down from three. Three, two, one.
Three, two, one.
Four. 15.
You are a sack of shit. Between four. 1 and 10.
Oh, 1 in 10. I'm sorry.
Okay, 3. This is 1 in 10.
Oh, okay.
This many.
Yes, numbers.
3, 2, 1.
7. Oh. Well, it's...
So what happens if you don't guess it?
Then he doesn't have to do it.
Oh, thank you.
But it's still up to him if he wants to.
Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like that bad of an idea, but I am not actually part of the group.
Yeah.
Someone may have to do this for me.
Not
yeah, I'm not part of it either.
I just don't want to
do it. I am, but I just, like, watch it because it's like a dumpster fire.
And you just can't look away.
And you cannot look away. It's pretty horrific half the time.
Do people get torn apart there?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's been, like, people have sued other people and, like, gotten cease and desist letters and
what the
restraining
fuck?
Or it's a literal
God,
dumpster
it would
fire.
Be my dream to get a cease and desist letter. That would mean people were paying attention.
I'm important to somebody.
Nah, dude.
Important enough to sue. You know, if we can get the lawyers involved, like, this could go national, man.
Ooh, this could be good. Local podcast, TJF Radio.
Slanders the fire department. I don't know why we would do that, but
yeah,
I'm sure it's happened before.
You ever notice that like there's people who like the cops and people who don't like the cops?
Yeah.
There's nobody who doesn't like the fire department.
No, everybody likes them because they keep your house from burning down.
Yeah, what do they
That's
do?
A cool
Just,
deal.
Like, abuse the fire with too much water?
Like,
fire brutality.
Fire should have a chance to live and grow in any way it can. These firefighters are keeping it down.
Yeah, put it in your house then. Take it in. Grow it. Well, maybe somebody else's house.
God, how fucked up would that be if fire was alive and you tried to, like, keep it in a fish tank in your house? But it's just a fish tank filled with newspaper, and you have to keep it in the very center of your garage so it can't reach.
Firefighters are in there just beating the shit out of the fire.
No, what are you doing? That's my son.
I raised him from an ember.
Oh, man. And if you treat him well enough one day, he's going to grow into...
A bonfire.
One of those phoenix birds. Oh, a bonfire's good, too.
Yeah, grow a big
But he can
bonfire.
Also walk.
Yeah, let him outside to go... I don't know. What do bonfires have to do? Piss themselves? I don't know.
Bonfires? No, they don't do that.
Maybe they just like charcoal all over the
no,
place.
No, the bonfire's worst enemy is somebody pissing on it.
Yes.
Yeah? Drew's advice, if anybody tries to sue us, I assume, he says, just tell them to get wrecked. That's fine with me.
Can you imagine? Like, here's your... You just got served summons. Get fucked, scrub. And then just shut the door in their face.
Move to another state. Doesn't apply here. All done.
Fuck you, I'm in Canada.
Drew, how much have you been drinking tonight? Because you're texting us things like wrecked, R-E-K-T, and then...
He texted that before. Hey,
I feel like Therese has his phone.
I feel like Therese has his phone.
Oh, is this... We're calling it right now. Anyway, whoever's drinking, go ahead and do it with me.
Drink.
Out of my beach's cup. Cheers, we have a Kahlua dark rum, and Jared has the last vestiges of my Jim Beam Black.
It's delicious. Make with that Dr. Pepper.
It's really good. You can have that last little bit.
Yeah.
I was trying to do a bit earlier where I just hand Jared a bottle of like an eighth of an inch of, of bourbon.
Drink up, my dude. He's just like, sick!
At that point, you should just smash the top off of the bottle and drink out of it. Hey, Kirsty's taking it.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite booze? No, Lagavulin's your favorite booze.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Fuck.
I'm not forgetting that. Don't worry.
So, fun story about Denver. You know they talk about it being the Mile High City?
Yeah, you said something about...
Did you join the Mile High Club?
No. I wish.
But what about...
We actually didn't go out that much. We went snowboarding, and then we just went back to the room.
Snowboarding's going
you
out.
You played me, bro.
I really did. We didn't. My friends don't like to bar hop, but let me tell you, if we had, If I'd been with a different crew and they wanted to go bar hop, it would have been just too fucking easy.
Because there's a bunch of bars on the mountain, right?
It was so excited to hear about your snow bunny, and now nothing. Yeah. I think I might need to leave early.
Wait, so there were no snow bunny? I was actually legit.
No, the snow bunnies were there.
Oh, okay.
I just...
But you didn't pet any?
No.
Oh, God damn it.
You didn't skin any? Either?
No.
Did you get any rabbit's foot? You get any rabbit feet?
No, I didn't.
Take them home?
I didn't see any literal bunnies at all.
On your car keys?
All.
Oh.
Renee.
Okay.
You make my heart and my head hurt.
I kind of, you know what? It's not like I'm trying, but a reaction, I got it, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah, you got that.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a virgin are you?
Like an 11.
Okay. That's cool.
All right, Jared, I'm going to pull up a picture of the clitoris right now, just so you know when the time comes. I'm
kidding.
Are
we allowed to put this on the internet?
No.
Let's watch TGI Friday. Hey, here's a live stream. Man, that's a clip. Okay.
And if you see one that looks like this, that's gonorrhea. Walk away.
Run.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
don't just walk. Run.
Over in Denver. So you know they say it's harder to breathe up there?
Yeah.
That's not a fucking expression.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
See, like, because El Paso was at like 3,700 feet, and I didn't feel any difference between Washington and El Paso at all.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And it was just fine for me. So I thought, yeah, I'll be fine. Well, from Washington to Denver, it's a big fucking difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a big dude, but I'm in, like, reasonably okay shape. Like, I could...
I would die.
I went for a 10-mile run just to see if I could, and I can.
Mm-hmm.
But, walking up a flight of stairs in Denver, that's... that's something else, man.
Because you're going up even farther up into the stratosphere.
See, Denver...
It's higher!
I'm really shooting myself in the foot right now.
Denver is where you're supposed to live at for, like, a year... To just living a normal life to train to go on Mount Everest.
Did you like their airport with like the little teepee things? Wait, is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. I like their airport.
Teepee
their
things.
Airport actually is like,
look it up.
Really, really cool.
It's really nice.
Can you go in them?
Well,
the whole place
Yeah, you have to look at it.
Like the ceiling is just really thick canvas.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, super rad.
Story behind the tents.
I don't care what the story is. I just think it's cool.
It is. It looks cool, yeah. It looks really pretty.
I'll just throw a couple pics up.
Yeah, we were about an hour and a half or 2 hours away from Denver, over near Fraser, where Winter Park was. And dude, that place is so badass. After snowboarding at Meadows and like up in Mount Hood for like my whole life, I was like, okay, yeah, I know the difference between good and bad snow. Denver has like the driest snow. I didn't even know that was like a possible
like
thing.
No chance of snowballs or anything.
No, you can like pack it together a little bit, but then you throw it and then just.
Oh, that's fucking lame.
It was amazing.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
that's powder.
It's just perfect.
Great for
powder.
Snowboarding, I understand,
great
but no snowballs.
Great for snorting.
That's a deal breaker for me. But the snorting, yes.
I love cocaine.
So you know what the street value of this mountain is?
Like $8 gazillion.
This is the weirdest airport I have ever seen.
It's
why?
Really pretty.
Is
it's really
it?
Cool.
Or is it just a bunch of stupid tents?
No, it looks really cool. And it's really nice on the inside.
It's really, really nice.
Okay,
it's like two or three levels.
There's a statue of an astronaut in there. That's cool. Probably the only astronaut to come from Colorado. That's my guess. Geography. 20.
I feel like that's racist somehow. I can't imagine.
No, it's geographist.
That's why you were looking at me like, I know this is... Can you back me up on this?
Like, you need to have my back on this, because I feel like I'm onto something.
Yeah, you're probably right, though.
I think it's geographist.
You hate Denverans, huh?
I mean, unless...
Fuck those Coloradans.
Unless, like, he's a Mexican astronaut from Denver, it's not racist.
A Mexican astronaut from...
Which I don't think there's ever been.
Why can't he just be an astronaut?
Why do you have to put labels? Because
if his skin is different, we have to know, Jared.
This is very important.
Obviously.
Yes.
Retired architect Jim Bradburn. Oh, that explains everything. He's retired, so he gave up.
Yeah, he's just like, dude, what the fuck do I care? This is my last job before I'm out of here. I do whatever I want.
Recounts how those scribbles eventually transformed into the tent-like structure known to most Coloradans as the Jeppesen Terminal.
Coloradans?
Coloradans. That's it.
Colorado.
Coloradorians.
Coloradorians. That sounds like something out of like Star Trek Star Wars or
microscopic creatures that allow you to float objects?
Doctor Who.
That makes sense.
Never seen a Doctor Who.
No, never once in my life.
I don't think I have. Oh, Kirsty, you can't see her face, but she's looking at us with an expression of extreme shock. Turn to the camera. Give it. There it is. Yeah, that's a good one.
You've never seen Doctor Who?
No.
Not once in my life.
Okay, I know you caught up wouldn't in Trek have, and... but Renee Gildersleeve.
No, I haven't.
This is your husband. I feel like you guys should have talked about this.
I'm sure we've talked about this. And we've started watching...
I don't know you anymore. Can you please sleep on the couch tonight?
We started watching Next Generation, and then we never looked back. And then we really finished sick. It, and then we started watching Deep Space Nine.
This is not okay.
Aw. We'll get there. I know you used to watch it.
I did. I kind of lost track of it when Matt Smith. No, not Matt. Yeah, Matt Smith.
Yeah, that's Matt Smith. I don't know.
And
I heard...
Clara, because I don't really like her.
Drew says fuck's only that? Three shots so far. Just have to stir the pot. Stir the pot, lol.
Is stirring the pot a reference for turning your stomach and puking?
No, because...
How big are these shots?
I don't know. About this cup. Big.
Shots.
About a cup size. Gosh, shots are just... No, they're just a bad idea. I just know
that when he starts talking like that, he's drinking, so that's why I asked.
I hate shots. Because
it's either him drinking or Therese.
I gotta level with you guys. I hate shots.
Really?
Yeah, yes. No, it's a bad idea.
I have so much fun.
It's just kicking yourself in the stomach with, like, a steel boot. It's the worst.
Das Boot, man.
And, you know, my tolerance has not increased at all since I turned 21. Drinking is, like, the... littlest amount of substance I ingest.
You've peaked.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't say it.
I think it's because you probably almost died of alcohol poisoning at least twice before you took
it. It's turned me off a great deal. Yeah.
And we don't really drink anyways because I can't really drink. Like, I just don't drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, like you're done right now. You just finished the Jim Beam and you're done.
And that's good, yeah.
You're doing good.
And you're just like, all right, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, well.
It just gives me migraines.
When I was, like, drinking hard, there was no, like, one drink and you're done. If I was drinking, I was drinking.
Yeah. No, you dive straight into that black hole of your mind.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've been there, like,
last... Do not pass go.
What, 2 weeks ago when I poured stuff on the floor? I was drinking, man.
Were you blacking out then?
No.
Oh, okay.
I remember everything.
Okay.
I just... did not know that there was stuff in the bottom of the cup. That was...
frightening, wasn't it?
It was an actual accident. That wasn't me just being drunk and like, I was trying to show her something and I thought it was done.
You know
what
I just noticed? The dedicated paper towel roll isn't in here anymore.
No,
we're going to have to...
stole it.
I sure did. We're going to have to...
We'll have to steal some more because this is their house.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know what?
Or we can use the sparkle kind so we can get rid of it so we can get better paper towels.
Yeah, you know how I bought those shitty paper towels?
Yeah.
I found a roll of the paper towels we were previously using underneath the kitchen chair table area. So there's one left. Why are you... Hey, that's rude.
She's flipping
me off. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife is flipping me off. I don't know why.
He just got these really shitty paper towels because it was like, what, 60 cents less than the other ones? And I'm like,
that's not worth
bro,
it.
Bro, it's not. It's totally.
The budget.
It was not worth it.
Well, it's either that or I eat bread, and I'm not going to eat bread.
You don't. Eggs aren't that expensive.
They really aren't. Although the ones that I bought from the produce store, they're a lot more expensive than the ones I have been
buying. Dude, get them from Walmart. You can get 4 dozen for like $7.
Fuck yeah. That's what I had been doing. I just wanted to see what
I really want to get some like farm ones though, like fresh ones, because they taste a lot better.
That's what I thought the ones at the produce store would be, but they're like the same eggs, just repackaged. Like there's none of those like trademark speckles on them that you see.
Or like really... yellow, like the orangey
egg. If you go to an actual farm and get them, then yeah, they'll be bigger and fresher.
Jared, do you know anyone that has a farm?
I'm fresh out of farm.
Shit!
Oh wait, I wonder, does Teresa's brother live in this area?
I don't know how closely he lives by, but actually that would be a good place to hit up. Yeah, yeah, he's got like a whole...
Well, yeah, he inherited her chickens, or their chickens.
Oh, right.
So I just like, he eats 2 fucking dozen eggs a week.
I don't blame him.
So
no, that's
just
a pretty good place to be, though.
Like, if I want to eat any eggs,
I
can't.
7 days a week.
That's 2 dozen. That's 21.
I do the same thing, pretty much 3 a day. I mean, I could do 6 a day if I wanted.
I really want to, but eggs are so good.
Eggs rule, dude.
Dude, I remember one time I got super drunk, and I just, like, texted... I started texting
that people. That one time when you were drunk,
that
yeah.
Once.
And I just started texting people about how much I love eggs. Apparently it was hysterical. I don't remember.
Where were our texts?
Yeah, I want
Why
egg texts.
Why do you have so many friends with that are not us? I want to see your drunk texts,
Because he
Jared.
Grew up
I
in
love
this
you
town.
Just as much as...
I've drunk texted you guys so many times.
Just as much as these other assholes you call friends.
You don't even like them.
I don't, because I don't know them. But I love you more.
I'm sure you'd like him if you met him. But Jared grew up here. He's just got different
so
friends than me.
Did you go to high school with them or no?
Oh, yeah.
It's hit or miss.
I mean...
I went to high school with Renee and... this crew.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
They have, like, a couple of friends that I went to high school with, and then a couple that I've met that are, like, friends of my brothers who I became friends with, and mix and match, and all of a sudden you got other friends.
Yeah, well, and then going to Clark, you get friends-ish.
I really don't.
See, okay.
Yeah, Clark is not a place where you hold
on. I wasn't sure if you were one of the people that have gotten friends from Clark.
See, like, I'll get friends.
It's really hard, but, see, like... like a quarter, and that's it. Because they want to know, like, they want your brains and help them study, right?
Yeah. See, and the thing is, like...
stealing brains? Fuck.
Like, I'll find, like, one or, like, a few people that I'm really cool with, and we'll help each other out, but after we're done with the quarter... That's it. I don't feel, like, the inclination to talk to them ever again.
Yeah. I had the same with, like, when I was in science classes, I would always be done with my labs first, and so people, like... noticed and they wanted to be friends with me. Like, there was this one, I was in a biology lab, and this one group like blocked me out. They're like, oh, well, there's somebody who's gone and they're gonna be in our group. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, whatever. And so, the group that I joined, finished first, and then it finished first the next time. And they're like, so we decided that, like, if you want to be in our
You're like, oh, am I special enough to be in your fucking group?
Wow, I don't think so. I think it's funner to watch you struggle and finish last in every single, like, lab we do.
Yeah, no
And
lies.
They were just, I swear to God, said that. And they were just like, I'm like, so thanks. Because I'm a bitch and I hate when people do that.
Dude, you girl a savage.
Making the call right now, groups are cringe.
I hate
Cheers.
Them.
Cheers.
Really, like,
cheers, I'll drink to that, bro.
Especially, yeah. Like, these made-up school groups. Like, everybody, once the project starts, they're like, man, we're best friends. And then once the project's done, maybe we should, like, hang out or whatever, get a beer. You know, I've never gotten a fucking beer with anyone
oh,
in
really?
My life.
I have.
Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm not gonna do that with you. When
You're
have you
out
been
of your mind?
That?
Get out of my fucking face.
I have, lots of times.
No, I've never gone to a bar with one other person and...
From
gotten
school.
A beer. No, never happened.
Because you and I have gone to a bar and gotten beers, so that's a lie.
There's one.
Not when we were
pre-dating. So you mean
pre-dating.
Just from school?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to go out with anyone from school or work. That's just weird.
I went out
weird.
Multiple times with the anthropology club, and we got our teacher half-tanked, and then we made
And then you drew dicks
arrowheads.
On their face and you left
no,
them on a
did,
street
we
corner.
We made arrowheads and everyone was bleeding everywhere because they're really obsidian is fucking shit.
Oh my god,
yeah,
where did you get all this obsidian?
I've been looking
Black
for that
market.
Shit since I was a kid.
It's great.
Black market obsidian, that's funny. Because obsidian
is black.
Well,
just
like your teacher.
We wanted
giggle,
to, no, he was not black.
He was not black.
He's an old white man.
Well, yeah, he's an anthropologist.
But he was black at heart. Peace again.
There are no anthropologists of color at WSU on the V campus.
Well, I'm not
at
surprised.
Least
Look
going.
At where we're living.
That's not.
You get like one black person per 100 square miles.
I have both
That's
of my teachers
it.
Right now are African American.
You got a unicorn, dude.
It's great. I love it. They're so amazing.
Make
and...
sure you rub the tops of their heads for good luck. What?
That's rude.
That's how unicorns
but they're
work.
Really
you rub
chill,
the horn.
And they think I'm funny, and I think they're funny, so it's great.
Cool.
Like, we jive.
One they of my would... chemistry teachers, his last name's Reyes, but I feel like he's not Mexican. I think he's more like Honduran or something. Like,
Might
I don't know,
well.
There's something about his accent that just isn't quite Mexican. Obviously, I didn't bring it up, I was just...
He's not letting really like this.
What does it sound like?
It's more like this.
I don't know, I'm terrible at accents, and when I hear other people try to do accents, it's super cringe.
What's up with your shirt? I just noticed, like...
He's gonna go arm wrestle Joe Rogan.
No, like it's my brother's shirt. Leave
no,
me alone.
On your this part.
Yeah, it's just white stitching.
Why?
I don't fucking know. It's Jared, my brother's shirt.
You look like a chick.
It's my brother's shirt.
No,
your
let me see
brother
the stitching.
Looks like a
let
chick.
Me see.
All my shit was fucking dirty.
Oh, that? Huh? What is that?
Did he do it?
No, it came like this.
It's part of the shirt, man.
I just God damn it, can I get back to my story? I'm so
sorry. Jared, do you think you could beat Joe Rogan in an arm wrestle?
No.
Okay, tell me about your teacher.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about. I was too mad.
Honduran question mark.
Whatever he is.
Puerto Rican guy.
Maybe Puerto Rican. Anyways, like, the point is, he's, like, an absolutely fantastic teacher. And he, like, everything he says, he, like, knows. And he, like, what I've been able to understand through his accent, he's able to, like, put it in words that I'm like, wow, this really makes sense.
That's awesome.
The unfortunate part is that the class is 2 hours long, so I kind of, like, doze off.
Oh, no.
And there's the language barrier.
What's the class?
Chemistry 141.
Man, I wish classes were 2 hours long.
Are yours like 8 hours
long? They're 3 hours long.
Fuck that. See, like, if we got a break halfway through, that'd be kind of cool. Like,
like a 15. We get like a 10-minute break, 10 to 15. So yeah. We all run down to Starbucks downstairs.
Yeah, there's something about doing chemistry for 2 hours or 2 hours straight that you're just like, fucking.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, there's all these chemicals. Great. Okay, let's go.
I would not be able to do that. Like, this isn't even racism. This is just the way my brain works. I am so bad at processing thick accents. Like, if you were trying to teach me something and you just had, like, an over 40% foreign accent, like,
or speech impediment.
Almost. Ooh. Or a speech impediment. Maybe both combined. Nothing would stick in my head because I would just be concentrating so hard.
And that's just how your brain is wired. Some people are like that.
I really do think
it doesn't make you racist or anything.
And that's why I'm putting the disclaimer out, because everybody, we're jumping on the racism now. No, but it look, doesn't. I have this show for 7 years. If you think I've been racist this whole time, remember what it was like in 2011 when comedy was simpler, and just realize that my brain is just different. There's this guy. He works in the warehouse. He is, like, through and through Mexican, and I'm, like, I'm starting to get it a little bit, but only, like, when he talks about computer shit, because he talks about it, like, he does it on the side, and I recognize a few words in here and there, because it's stuff that I've heard before, but if he's just talking about, like, if he tried to talk to me about a football game that happened, I wouldn't know what the fuck he was talking about. I think he'd be trying to invite me to, like, his daughter's quinceañera or something, but it's not happening.
Oh, Renee.
No, this teacher, he actually finds a way to be funny, too. Like, good. To have a really English as a second language and actually be really funny. Like,
that's hard.
That says something for him as a teacher. Like, he is a great teacher, but it's just like, trying to, like, get through this accent. I'm like, I love you so much.
You would not be able to interact with, like, half of my family.
Yeah. Drew just texted the word different in quote marks.
So, again, how big are these shots?
At least 7 now.
Different.
Enough time has passed. I think he should be past 4. Come on.
He's probably past 4. I wonder if Shatrice is going to
come. Drew, the next time you text us, you better be 8 in.
I'm not even, God, my tolerance is just such a baby, wimpy I don't even care. It's just economical, but.
Yeah, I mean, why care about it? Because you can get, like, wrecked on, like, 2 ounces, and he has to take, like, a whole bottle to get wrecked.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, look who I hang out with, you know? If I don't.
I don't even drink that much anymore.
Oh, you tone it down?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, okay.
That's how my drink is with you guys.
You replaced it with eggs?
So we're the bad influence now.
Yeah, you guys are the ones that are fucking me over. Until we go out. And then
we should just have eggs in the studio. We should get like a little hot
pot. Oh, just cook eggs live? That'd be fun. I would do that, actually.
Dude, I would eat the shit out of some eggs right now.
Hell yeah. I'm sure we talked about this before, but how do you cook your eggs?
It's either scrambled or I turn them into a fucking omelet.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Omelets are.
Sorry.
No, they're so low maintenance. You turn it on like a little bit lower heat, you scramble them up in there, you leave it, and then you come back a little bit later and you flip it, and you leave it, and then you come back and your eggs are done.
Yeah.
Super low maintenance.
I don't really have the patience to make an omelet. Usually.
It takes 4 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but scrambling them is a lot of fun, and you just kind of mix like some lunch meat ham or something in there. Maybe a little bit of. Okay.
Put peanut butter in there.
Ew.
In eggs? What the fuck are you doing?
No,
what
no,
are
no,
you
no.
On?
No, you put peanut butter over the top.
No.
I'm making this up. That sounds so bad. I'm sorry.
You sound like a pregnant lady.
You fucking
lots
got
of
me,
eggs
though.
With peanut butter and pickles.
Yeah.
Please.
You read my fucking mind. I wanted to go to pickles. That was good.
I love you.
But I made something. This is a reference to a show that nobody here has seen. I made something that I call a Tommy Zola, which is it's scrambled eggs with some ham mixed in. And
toss
then,
salad. I'm sorry.
Toss that fucking salad.
Rest in peace, John Mahoney. We gotta, let's pour one out on the ground. Don't pour one out on the ground. Just drink. It's Frasier's dad.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Poor guy. He had, okay, they figured out his cause of death, and it was like five things.
Oh.
It was fucked. Whoa. You ever seen Frasier?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's the dad.
Five things?
Yeah.
What is it?
It was like colon cancer, heart disease, lung cancer. Like, he was riddled with shit.
Oh, that sounds like...
And he
like,
just never went to the doctor?
That sounds like Marilyn.
I don't know, maybe. Because, I don't know, Marilyn had like, what, two or three kinds of cancer?
Yeah, but it was in her brain at that point.
What yeah. The,
Marilyn Monroe?
My dad's mom.
Jesus okay, Christ.
Not,
if
that's
Kirstie,
not even close.
If Kirstie was married to Marilyn Monroe...
Married?
I mean,
are you Marilyn Monroe now?
I don't think I am.
I'm taking this away.
Hey, give that back.
Nope.
I'm just fucking up my words. Put the rum on the table. Words are not important.
Words
on
are...
a show that you just talked.
That's all... Hey, they can see us now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know. Now they know that the rum's
so
back on the table.
So what are you saying now?
I'm saying if you were related to Marilyn Monroe, we would probably never hear the end of it.
Oh.
I don't think I would.
You wouldn't flaunt that shit?
No.
Hey, how you guys doing? My name's Kirstie, and I'm related to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I don't think that would do that.
You know that lady that may or may not have fucked JFK?
She totally did.
She totally
he
did.
He totally killed did. Her.
Oh, JFK killed her? What the hell?
Yo.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this theory.
Oh, totally. The Kennedys killed Marilyn Monroe.
No.
Didn't she bang both the brothers?
Yes. She banged Bobby and JFK.
What about the
Robert?
Third brother? He never got any?
I don't know. Maybe it was Robert, not Bobby. I can't. That's the same person.
Yeah.
Bobby is Robert.
There was Robert,
the third brother,
John, and Ted.
Okay, so not Ted.
Yeah, Ted ended up like getting brain cancer like 6 years ago.
Ooh.
I think that was his thing. So obviously he never had sex with Marilyn Monroe because that would have cured it. Simple as that.
But anyways, but yeah, no, the Kennedy family totally killed Marilyn Monroe.
Man, I haven't heard that.
700
anyway.
Suicide.
Two bullets to the back of the head?
Was that what it was?
They don't know.
Hmm.
Just suicide.
Hang on.
No cause of death besides suicide.
Suicide was her cause of death.
No, but like, how did...
Suicide. I know, dude. It's fishy.
Marilyn Monroe.
I don't think you're gonna get...
Oh, wait. Full article, Death of Marilyn Monroe.
That's
Let's get
better.
Back to that. Here we go.
Found
dead, August 5th, 1962.
Took 40 pills.
That's an
Whoa.
Excessive amount of pills.
At her of barbiturate overdose. Blah, blah, blah. Time of death, suffered from mental illness and substance abuse for several years and had
That's
not...
That's probably true.
I don't know. Yeah, she was a big star. She was kind of starting the trend of celebrities like just burning themselves out and shit.
Yeah.
But she was a role model for the celebrities of today
and tomorrow.
Yeah, and who's gonna be next? Will it be
Lindsay Lohan's?
Dude, she's gonna die within 5 years, guaranteed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't know, man. She's gotten on some like really crazy.
She turned herself around a little
thing.
Bit.
Yeah, she's back on the upswing.
I heard she was trying to be Muslim, which is really funny.
No.
Wasn't
no?
she in Playboy?
Oh, God.
Maybe,
Are you
know.
Allowed to be a Muslim after doing
I
that?
I don't think so.
So maybe not.
Yeah,
okay.
You're probably not supposed to be a Christian either, but what the fuck do I know?
Spent her last day alive, met with photographer, blah, blah, blah. This is an extremely detailed thing.
Yeah, because there's so much shit about it.
Let's just search Kennedy. Despite the coroner's verdict, several conspiracy theories suggesting murder or accidental overdose have been proposed since the mid-60s. Many of these involve President JFK and his brother Robert, as well as union leader Jimmy Hoffa and mob boss Sam Giansson.
What are you looking at?
Klaus. This guy. Giansana?
Giansana.
Foreign. Due to prevalence of these theories in the media, the Office of the Los Angeles County District Attorney reviewed the case in 1982 but found no evidence to support them and did not disagree with the findings of the original investigation.
So they didn't disagree with the original.
Yeah, okay. So they upheld it.
I disagree with that.
That's a hell of a headline. Took 40 pills. How do they count those if she just...
They don't. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's fishy.
Maybe they just went for, like, her blood toxicity level or something?
There's no way that... Well, they could do that. But there's no way they could, like, open up her belly and see, like, okay, 1, 2,
because
three,
they dissolve.
Four,
yeah. They
dissolve, and that's how you die.
You know what I? You know what I think? I think maybe this was Xenu's first modern victim. Like, this was the test run for future celebrities. Because, you know, the pill overdose and all that. I'm sure all those celebrities were sacrifices to the great Lord Xenu. All
Xenu
hail.
Wasn't
cheers.
Even a thing at that point.
What's that?
Xenu was not a thing at that point.
I thought it... Well, science... Oh, wait. When was L. Ron Hubbard doing his thing? I thought that was like the 50s.
Oh, maybe.
Hang on.
It just depends on when he wrote his book.
Dianetics. Not to be confused with something else. History of published 1950, so it very well could have been.
But I don't think it was a religion at that point.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe we could just type that in here too. Scientology. How many fucking times have we talked about this?
Every
too
time.
Too many times. Like literally every show.
Developed in 1954.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Does its official formation. So
it could be.
Very well.
What about the Illuminati? We're not covering all of
doesn't
our
bases. Doesn't that go back like thousands of years?
Yeah, the Illuminati's timeless, so yeah. I'm sure there's some
they
kind
could
of
be, dude. Cool. Were the Kennedys part of the Illuminati? Or Jimmy Hoffa?
Is this a Googleable phrase?
Because Jimmy Hoffa is somewhere, he went missing.
Isn't this how the FBI knows to look at you through your webcams? When you start
Jimmy Hoffa, stuff? Jimmy Hoffa, bombs! JFK.
Bombs, NSA, spies.
Muslims.
terrorism. Osama. The name is important.
Laden. Thank you.
9/11 was really fun. Let's have it as an annual event.
The little light turns red, then back to blue.
They're watching us now.
That'd be fucked up. Like, we just build new miniature towers every year in remembrance of 9/11, and we crash a mini, like, just a drone into
that's
it.
That's so fucked up, dude.
That's super fucked.
That is really fucked up. I'm sorry, but I feel like you were too young to be fully, like...
I kind of knew what was I saw the way my dad was looking at the TV when CNN was showing
it. Up.
Like, see, I remember when it happened. I was first grade, and then, like, my buddy comes running out. Yeah, no shit. My buddy comes running out. He's like, hey, someone just crashed a plane into the Twin Towers. I'm like, well, obviously that's an accident. You know, like, there's no way that happens on purpose. And then, like, a year later, I find out, like, or within, like, the next year, I start to understand exactly what it was and, like,
yeah,
how it happened.
That's a really hard thing to
But, like, as a kid, like, it didn't make sense, you know?
When did you start questioning what happened to Building 7?
Just now. You're gonna start telling me.
Just now.
What's Building 7?
Building 7 was a building that was nearby the Twin Towers. It was struck by mere debris, yet the entire building collapsed. Why would this happen?
Because there's a lot of debris.
Maybe. I don't know the whole fucking kids. I just know Building 7 is something people
there's like
talk
an hour-long documentary somewhere you can watch about this.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you talking about the Pentagon?
No. Planes did crash into the Pentagon, but there is a building nearby the Twin Towers called Building 7 in all the reports.
Anyways, I remember a lot of it, but the biggest thing that sticks out in my mind is watching people jump from the buildings on TV, and I was just, like, sitting there, like...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. World Trade Center 7 refers to two buildings that have existed at the same location. Blur, blur, blur. Design and layout. Tenants. Let's see. So there's Tower 1, there's Tower 2, Building 7 was sitting over there. Debris shouldn't have really hit it that much. But the
Which
entire
way did the planes come from?
It does not show in that schematic. Perhaps it will show lower down the page. Yeah, this is pretty detailed to get into right now. Just know that the debris distribution was, you know, not really in line with that location. Think about it.
Aliens. Yeah, Bush.
I don't know. I'd like to think it's aliens rather than Bush. I don't think Bushy could have done something like that. He was probably too busy playing with G.I. Joes in his fucking hot tub.
Supposedly, George Bush, when you talked to him one-on-one, they said he was about, like, he seemed about 60 point or IQ points higher when you talked to him person-to-person instead of on, like, camera.
You know what? And I honestly believe that. It is pretty nerve-wracking to, you know, be talking in front of people.
Yeah.
But that dude, he put out some of the best sound bites you will ever hear out of a president. Like, my favorite one is, of all time, is our children learning? That phrase will echo throughout time. What are we looking at?
Therese sent this.
This is a, you can hold that up to the camera if you like. It's a comparison of Lindsay Lohan versus what is that? I can't read it.
Saint Teresa by Gian Lorenzo Vernelli.
Oh, that's that's lewd. Ecstasy of Saint Teresa. Wasn't she like Jesus's friend? Did they fuck?
I don't know, dude. I've never probably heard not. Of this bish.
Saint Teresa, isn't she the one that like takes care of orphans and shit?
Again, don't know, don't care. She's probably some pagan offshoot that the Christians were like, shit, we gotta hide this.
Saint Teresa. Maybe we'll just plug that in here.
You should know. You went to a Catholic school. This is your jam.
I don't have to know that just because I went there.
You have to know it.
I went there.
It does help.
Kindergarten and first grade. Pre-9/11, yeah. Okay? I was not ready to imprint memories.
You have... Didn't you go to church afterwards? Didn't your parents make you go to church?
A few times, yeah, but they didn't, like, call out specific saints and were all like, this is what they did.
You didn't go
weren't
to, like,
they
Sunday
cool?
school?
I did Sunday school, yeah.
What'd you didn't learn anything?
I learned some things. I don't know as though I necessarily held on to the knowledge this because I learned new things later on. And that's fine. Yeah, she's looking at me very judgmentally. It's fine to learn new things and focus on different parts of your life.
Okay, so who's Saint Teresa?
I don't know. Some bitch. I'm just kidding.
I already said that. It's not funny anymore.
I know. We get all right. Saint Teresa of Jesus, prominent Spanish mystic, Roman Catholic saint. During the Counter-Reformation, reformer in the Carmelite order, 40 years, canonized after death, considered candidate, okay, early life, when, this is way after Jesus, by the way, so I don't know why she gets Jesus' name in her name, seems a little presumptuous, in the monastery. Blah, blah, blah. Suffered greatly from illness. Oh, early in her sickness, she experienced periods of religious ecstasy through the use of the devotional book Tercer Abecedario Espiritual.
Was she sitting on it?
Oh, jeez.
Shit.
That's fucked up. I shouldn't have said that. I'm
translated as Third Spiritual Alphabet. This work, following the example of similar writings of medieval mystics, consisted of directions for examinations of conscience and for spiritual self-concentration and inner contemplation. She also employed other mystical as something works such as the Tractatus. What the hell's going on? Why is everybody laughing?
Renee, I've already lost interest in whatever you're talking about. The group chat is lit right now.
Oh, is there something going on? Drew sent a Wikipedia article to that picture.
Yeah, it basically says everything you just said, but then Ben said that picture just showed up in the fraternity group chat. What?
That's awesome. I didn't know his fraternity had a group chat. He should post the link to this fucking show in it.
Yeah, you should... You should let us in on this group chat, dude.
Yeah. Did Yik Yak get shut down? I know it was popular when we visited there the first time, but...
I don't even know. Let's hop on Omegle. How long has it been since we did that?
Yeah, you guys want to hop on Omegle? Is that going to be a fun thing?
Chat roulette, Omegle, whatever it was?
No, not chat roulette. That's the one filled with dicks. You want to go to
Omegle? Let's go to the chat roulette.
No, I love the dicks.
I want some dicks.
Keep it clean.
Oh, now they're monitored.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Some dicks.
This says enable Adobe Flash. I don't know if it's going to happen. Please enable Adobe Flash. How about fuck you? maybe I can figure out how to do this. Talk amongst yourselves.
What was the best part about Colorado?
Snowboarding. Like, it was awesome having my friends, but when we went there, we rolled up Friday night, got our hotels and whatnot, and we set out Saturday morning to go snowboarding. But little did we know that the mountain would be so fucking packed that you would be, like, because they don't have, like, really high mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the chairlifts, so, like, I think the longest one was 8 minutes, which is super short.
Mm-hmm.
But, so you ride 8 minutes up, snowboard down for maybe 10 minutes, and then wait in line for a half hour minimum.
Ooh, that sucks.
And we were just like, yeah, fuck that. So Saturday, we did, like, half a day of snowboarding, then went and just fucked off somewhere. Sunday, we dinked around, just kind of did everything there was to do in that town. Then Monday, we went back, and lo and behold...
Hey, I don't know if this guy can hear us. Oh, it's not working. All right.
Fuck you too, guy. Anyway.
Maybe I need to do this.
But then Monday, we went back when there was, like, a lot less people, and it was freaking amazing. I made, like... I landed at least 30% of the jumps I took.
Nice, dude.
Which means I ate shit.
You did jumps? Sweet.
Not, like, big jumps, but enough that, like, you can get air and whatnot. Yeah, and I only ate shit most of the time, so it was... Rather than all the time. Boy, so I'm getting better.
I'd hate to be surfing on shit.
Yeah, where is your...
No. This is the webcam on my laptop.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
It's your gang.
I know. It's weird. All right. Let's try this one. Enable the flash. Can I do that? No, I can't.
I want some dicks.
I don't know if you actually do.
I don't. I really don't.
Don't worry. You won't be visible in this.
Renee, you need to make me a sick beat so I can become a rapper.
Oh, you want a sick beat? I was thinking about trying to figure out how to make those.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to freestyle right now because I can't freestyle. But, yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be sick.
Are you trying to learn how to freestyle, though? Is that You should try and learn. I'll make the beats. You lay down the raps, son.
A.
Could be
B,
fun.
B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C,
this rap is about you and me. You're a piece of shit. I'm fucking awesome.
And if you
there's coyotes
shit,
outside.
You're gonna get hit.
Oh, do you, you hear coyotes?
That's what I'm hearing.
I hear coyotes.
Hey, maybe we could get them to listen
really
to the show.
They're not really mini, though,
man. Yeah, they're actually good size.
Oh, you know what? This
Let's
can't find any microphone.
Talk to a stranger.
I don't think this is gonna work.
Can out.
fuck you.
Let's see. Let's just try it out.
You're our tech guy. You should be able to do this.
I know, but we're doing this on the fucking fly. We don't know what we're doing. Hey! Can you hear us? I don't know if... No, he can't.
Oh, he's just...
Well, how do you know you can't hear it? Too much going
too
on
too much
there.
Going on there.
Oh, I know the feeling. Are you...
Oh,
I see. Hey,
shit. What you drinking?
We're doing... What is that? We got rum here, and we're having a nice show.
Rum.
What's that? This is a... oolong tea. What the fuck is that? No.
We are alcoholics.
Kahlua rum. It's high quality primo shit. Keep to that Asian tea. Yeah. Oh, that is kind of what it looks like. I understand. It's fucked up. You want to... Oh, we left. I wanted to tell him about the show, but it didn't work. Hey! How are you? You can hear us, right?
I don't think he can hear you.
Maybe not. Or we're yelling really loud in his ears.
Yeah, he's probably like, what the fuck?
What's the state of your eardrums? Are they ruptured? They might be. He left.
You know what? I've already lost interest in this.
Hey! Oh, failed. If we do that every time, do you think that's scaring the boy? Oh, this guy has no camera. Hey, can you hear us? Oh, he's gone.
And...
Who are you? Nope, you're not there.
Who are you?
Hey! How are you? Can you hear us? Everyone else seems to have so
Everybody...
far.
Hey! Nice!
We request that you listen to our show, which we're doing right now.
You are live on TGIF Radio.
Yeah, nobody fucking listens, so I promise this won't be embarrassing for you.
We have two subscribers. That is his mother and his grandmother.
Two, be a little more generous. Last I checked, it was 51, which is, you know... Oh, they fucked off! Okay, that's...
Fuck you.
All right, come on. Let's get some new guys.
I don't want to talk to strangers anymore. It's making me sad.
Why? Because...
They don't think we're important.
They're assholes.
Oh, you know, maybe if I...
Yeah, when you can cut the conversation off and never see this asshole again, like, immediately, I'd say a lot of stupid shit, too.
Well, let's say some stupid shit.
Hey! Oh, fuck you.
Wow. Oh, that's
Jesus
a dick.
Christ,
that was
my
a dick.
God, my
I don't think lie. That was a real dick. Oh. Hello! Sorry, there was a dick in the last one. That's what we were yelling at. Can you... hear us. We can't hear you.
Maybe that's because of this.
Oh, yay!
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Ow. You know what? I gotta turn this on. I guess that's...
I'm not gonna lie. That was a hell of a
hey.
Dick.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
That was, that was a disgusting thing. I don't want to see that again.
Why did like, go to the ceiling?
Hi.
Hey!
I love your hair. Oh, bitch.
about as well as it would have gone in real life. Let's see.
Hey!
Please don't show us your dick.
Please.
That is our one request. How goes it?
What is your name? Where are you from? Are you a man or a woman?
It looks
that's
like
a lady.
Person.
What?
She's
is your
a
ethnicity?
Lady. I'll play that song.
Oh,
she can't hear us. You know
oh.
what? I don't know how to do this thing. I'm a mutinous. It's not gonna work. It's a bunch of... Oh, wait, is this? Flash was blocked. Oh, wait a minute. Run Flash this time?
Hold up.
What does this do? Allow,
oh, no.
Continue, let's see, camera, integrate, microphone, none available. Son of a bitch.
Fuck you.
This is way harder than I thought.
I'm done with Omegle.
Let's you done with about, it?
Yeah, fuck this.
I'm gonna switch over to Chat Roulette?
Yeah, fuck all these assholes on here.
I'm not gonna switch over to Chat Roulette. We will do this when we know how to
I
do it.
I used to do that all the time.
Go to Chat Roulette and cruise
no,
for dick?
No, Omegle.
Oh, Omegle.
Go
no, no,
on,
it was
going
fun.
On Omegle and cruise for dick?
No. God, that was so gross.
That was like... That was a fucking
that
dick.
That was an alien dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just imagine, like, if Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, him as a person... He were just transformed into said appendage.
I'm really glad I didn't have my glasses on.
Yeah, imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger's arm. That was the dick.
Oh, God. Yeah. The way
it was wiggly.
The way it's, like, bulging when he, like, clasps hands with Carl Weathers and Predator. Yeah.
Like, the veins are throbbing and shit.
What the hell?
That's gross, man. That
like,
was,
I understand
bad.
There is, like, a status you want to attain when it comes to dicks. But there is a way to exceed that in an obscene way.
Have you ever tried to
and we discovered it.
Hook up with one of your friends on Omegle or whatever?
I've never had any friends on Omegle.
No, like, two person you know try to, like, randomize to each other.
No.
I'm sure I've tried that.
It's really
that,
fun.
But it never succeeded. Did it work for you?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like, were you guys in the same room or across town?
Yes.
Oh, both.
Same room.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Same room. It was Mackenzie and me.
Seems like that would be a really rare occurrence. I wish you could see how many people were on Omegle.
That'd be cool.
But no, they haven't updated their website since 2014.
That's not surprising.
I mean, they're still using
they're just
goddamn...
Like, fuck it. Everybody just has dicks everywhere. We don't even care anymore.
Yeah. We're going to let this run Adobe Flash until... 2030, and then we'll shut the fucking thing down when we can't get ad money anymore.
We'll sell it.
Oh, wait, you know what? It does say 17,000 online right now, so it's a rough estimate.
Jesus.
Of what Omegle can do.
That could be cool if we could actually figure out how to do that properly.
Yeah, that's a lot of dicks.
That's a great way to do some free advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could figure it out.
You should just have the TJF Radio link, the Smashcast, ready to, like, just copy and paste.
Oh, just macro paste that in there.
Write a virus that goes into their fucking shit and automatically downloads TGIF Radio.
Opens up their iTunes, subscribes to our show, and then closes it. They'll never know.
And then gets into Smashcast and makes them watch it.
Yeah.
And plays it immediately every time.
That's a pretty good plan. If only I had, you know, time. I'll come up with something. I'll probably change wires around a little bit so we could actually talk to people on Omegle. Yeah, they couldn't hear us at all. That's because we're running this through the wrong stuff. We'll figure it out.
We need the right stuff.
I may need to add a third computer to this setup.
Oh, dude, here, I'm going to send a picture to the group chat, and I'm going to like give some backstory first.
Okay.
So, my buddy and his girlfriend came out to Denver with us. They're sitting at Subway on opposite sides of the table, and I was like sitting on a different table. And I look over, and they're like talking to each other, and all of a sudden, like they slowly started talking quieter and like getting closer. And I'm not gonna lie, it was super adorable. So obviously, I had to ruin it. So I took a picture and wrote "cringe."
Just over their faces?
No, just like when you see the picture, you'll understand.
How close were they to each other's faces?
Well, they're holding hands, it looks like, but their faces are like a foot apart.
Ooh, yeah, that is cringe. Waiting for it.
That's
cringe.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, dear Lord. I don't know
and
why.
I'm not going to lie, that's one of the funniest pictures I've ever taken in my life.
I disagree. When's she going to get the jaw surgery to make that not happen anymore? Like, is that a...
That's what? That's just her. On the plus side... She's one of the coolest chicks I know.
I'm sure she's a great person. I know that. It's just first impressions, you know. I'm sorry!
She can knock down a door with that shit.
This is a comedy show. And I'm sure she's hurt it all.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Like, if you haven't grown a skin about that stuff by now, like, you don't belong... You should forbid everyone from posting pictures of you anywhere.
Yeah. And her sisters are hot, so that's gotta suck.
Oof. Yeah, well, you know what? There's like surgery and science to fix that. It's not
she'll
the end of the world.
She'll probably just chill with it.
We support you. We're gonna start a campaign on Indiegogo right now.
Indiegogo.
Is that where you? That's where you go.
I don't even know, but that's just the most hilarious word I've heard all day.
I think that's where you can go to, like, if you can't pay rent or you want to.
Are you thinking GoFundMe?
Maybe
go
that
fund
too.
Yourself.
Go find yourself. Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, if you can't pay rent, or you want to buy a new dog, or, I don't know.
Whatever.
You want to fly to Europe, that's where you go to beg for money. How often does it work? Almost never, but it makes you feel better.
Alright, moving off topic again, because that's the way we do, and I just thought of this.
That's fine, you do it.
Me and my brother just started giving each other cooler names.
Okay.
So, his name is now Ghost Rider Knife, and I'm Bonesaw Killer. And I thought to myself, wow, how could I improve everyone else's name around work? And I was like, alright, well, I'm just going to start giving them new names.
Uh-huh.
So, one of my buddies, I named him, what was it, Man Beast Tomahawk?
I want that name.
That's good.
Another dude is Rip Shredder Gun.
What's my cool name?
Huh?
What's my cool name?
I haven't thought of it yet. But it's on its way.
Okay.
I'll have it for you
but
guys.
But I like the Man Beast part.
Man Beast Tomahawk.
What was your skull crossbow killer?
No, mine was Bonesaw Killer.
Bonesaw Killer? that's like the start
Voodoo
of a...
Voodoo Priestess!
One of my brother, one of the guys at his work, he renamed himself Sea Lord Manslayer.
That's pretty good.
One of my buddies at work renamed himself Vehicular Homicidal Maniac.
I think Renee's is Ginger Ballsack.
Ginger Ballsack?
That's not that cool.
It's
no,
great.
Don't worry, no, Renee. I'll have a good one for you. I renamed my boss to, what did I rename him? Oh, yeah.
Shit Stain McFarnaby. No, that's not that cool.
That is actually
no,
really
I renamed him Boss Lord Genocide. My other boss is Emperor AK-47. And the third one, I think I'm just going to name him King Death.
King. Oh, that's good. But
Quinoa Liquor.
What was that?
Quinoa Liquor.
Quinoa Liquor.
Bonesaw Killer?
Yeah,
that was yours?
That's me.
That's like the start. That's your record label name. Like, that's what you put all your rap albums on.
Like, oh, this
Bonesaw
is...
Killer Records.
It sounds like I'm from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, it's awesome. Ain't nothing to fuck with.
Funny story, you know Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
He got his name from a Wu-Tang Clan generator.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's
isn't that fantastic?
And not a bad one to pick, but I sometimes question if that was the first one that he got,
and
or
he's
if he just
like...
kept rolling. Yeah, I bet he did it like two or three times.
Like a couple of times. The first one's like Sad Ball Sack, and he's like, no, next one.
Is that when you get... Let's punch our names into there right now. Hang on.
Are you guys hyped for Black Panther next week?
Oh, I thought it was out already.
Apparently got 100%.
I'm
shit. Or 100, 99 or 100%.
We should go.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes don't mean shit. Just remember that.
No, Rotten Tomatoes, I mean, like, they don't mean shit, but at the same time, like, they're kind of a good baseline.
Okay, so I don't know if you know, there's a movie called Winchester that's coming out about the Winchester Mystery House. It already came out. It got 4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, they're probably just really mad that it wasn't about the guys from Supernatural.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
See, when I saw Winchester, I was like, oh, damn, scary movie. Winchester, obviously. And it wasn't, and I was really mad.
But it was scary. It's scary. Was it really good?
Okay, so I think you got to put
Renee's
your first
two. Renee's parents saw it, and they said that it was too jump scare for them.
That's how that movie Lights Out was.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jared, your Wu-Tang name is Midnight Night.
Midnight Night?
That's dumb.
You know, I like Midnight, but let's change the last part.
Okay, so let's put it in again.
Try Jared Wilson.
Will? No, it gets the same one. Okay. Jared Wilson gets us the T-H-A. The Contender.
I actually like that.
Is that better?
The Contender.
Okay, let's
Wait,
do...
put in...
And you know what? I want Midnight Contender.
Put
That's
in Donald
name.
Glover.
Oh.
See if it does...
They might know this one. Hey, that works.
Childish
it's the same
Gambino.
It's the same one. Okay,
so... Childish Gambino, homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move like girls...
Alright, I'm putting in Kirstie's. Kirstie's is Insane Ninja.
That sounds about right.
You like it?
That's good.
Wait, did you do Kirstie Hayes?
No.
Oh.
Do you want that one?
I don't know.
It's worth a shot. Let's see if it's better.
I mean, you get an alternate, so you're lucky. Like, Jared got one on a technicality of just wanting it.
Midnight Night? That's fucking gay.
Kirstie Hayes, Scratchin' Ninja.
Okay, I like Insane.
Insane Ninja's pretty good. So
I think Scratchin'
Mine's gonna be something
Ninja.
I like
Midnight Contender.
That's great.
Mine is Wicked Mercenary. I'm keeping that one. That's mine for life.
Yeah, that's your name. I don't have... There's nothing cooler than that.
Fucking
I can
A.
be Bonesaw Killer. You can be Wicked Mercenary.
That's fine. You know, I
We're starting our own group. It's like Suicide Boys, but we don't actually want to kill ourselves.
How about Suicide Prevention Boys?
We're the self-harm boys. How about that?
We don't want to go all the way, but we're still pretty cool.
We're trying to be edgy, but we don't actually want to kill ourselves.
That's fucking good.
I don't even know what to say.
Midnight Contender, I like that.
Oh,
I'll save
shit.
That in my phone. That's my new rap name.
Kirstie, you don't have to say anything.
Thank
it's
you.
Okay. I'm so glad we figured this out. This is really important. The record label's starting up in the next month, right?
Yeah, just once Renee gets me those beats, I'll get him those lyrics.
No. I'm making you one beat, and you have to make like five different songs, and we're just gonna make an EP.
We're just gonna go with What's the Best?
Yeah.
Can you sing? I need somebody to use
chorus. Oh, Kirsten can sing.
Okay.
We'll be fine. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TJFRadio. We're also TJFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, and we want you to, at TJFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TJFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table. Anybody?
Midnight Contender!
Fuck yeah!
I don't even know, man.
Or Bonesaw Killer, whichever you prefer.
Bonesaw Killer's pretty good. Just take that one. You
Shout
made
out
that...
to my dad who might be listening.
For real?
Real?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he asked about the show when I was leaving the house today, and he's like, I should check it out. I'm like...
Have at her, bud.
Does he know of our Facebook page?
Yeah, I told him about it.
I You know what? I haven't honestly been checking the feed. It says, Oh, where the hell is it? It's over here. Nope. It's over here. I fucking lost it. Oh, it's over here. It says one person watching.
I don't think he's watching it, but...
Okay. I'd be very surprised. And he would probably never listen again anyway. All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody. Shoot!